Good evening. Well, for me, any business strategy has to start from the basics. What is it that Scotland would want to achieve from any business strategy? And I think that we all know that Scotland faces a number of challenges, probably more so than many other parts of the UK. The Scottish ministers have stated that their aim is to move Scotland up into the top quartile of OECD countries for productivity, quality and well-being and sustainability. Therefore, any business strategy that we might consider has to put in place elements aimed at achieving that goal, and to develop a meaningful strategy, then we probably need to understand what the performance gaps are in the first place. I know that, Ian, you mentioned some of the performance gaps. If we look at not just the UK, but looking at measuring Scotland against OECD upper quartile countries, what does that actually look like? Productivity, Scotland's level of productivity in terms of output per hour worked, puts us near the bottom of the second quartile. We are currently ranking about 18 out of 35. And to match the top for performing countries, then we would need to improve our productivity by at least 27%. That's equivalent to about £40 billion more GDP. But if we did manage to move up to the top quartile, then we could expect that wages would be higher by about £5,000. Scotland needs at least £10 billion more capital investment to reach the OECD top quartile. That's actually an increase of 95%, which just reflects what Ian was saying about the very low level of investment or low level of capital investment. In terms of exporting companies, we need an extra 6,000 exporting companies even to reach the GB nation and region top quartile. Importantly, we need to become more innovative. When it comes to innovation, the percentage of businesses who employ 10 or more employees who are innovation active is about 56.4% at the moment. But we need to triple our investment in business R&D, spending at least another £1.9 billion in order to reach the top quartile. And to date, Scotland has been much less successful in building highly innovative new industries due to the low rate of R&D investment. So it is a critical area, critical priority area. And in terms of skills and education, Scotland needs to reduce down the 12% of our population aged 16 to 24 who have no or low qualifications, and that actually jumps up to 14% in ethnic minority groups and to 25% of adults from the most disadvantaged parts of Scotland who have little or no skills. You know, our economy has many strengths in many areas. We have new sectors coming through from life sciences, fintech, financial services are stalwart. But the case remains that our economy is not growing fast enough. With tonight's themes in mind and looking at the industrial strategy that that the UK government have been mapping out, I'll focus in on a couple of key areas on technology, innovation and business support and skills development, how they play into a business strategy and how that would develop. Business support's crucial to our business success. That's why the First Minister announced an end-to-end review of our economic agencies in May of last year. And the result of that review was to recommend that an enterprise and skills support system should have a singular point to focus in a new strategic board that would that all of the delivery agencies would align themselves under behind a single strategy which would look at the delivery of skills and business support. The result of that review was that The new strategic board should encompass not only members, the chairs of the delivery agencies, Scottish Enterprise, Scottish Skills, or Skills Development Scotland, HIE, and Scottish Funding Council, but also the new body which is being created for the south of Scotland. But alongside the chairs of each of those agencies, there would also be representatives of business, economists, representatives from across civic society and local authorities. And the idea behind bringing that group of people is to input so that we come up with the right solution for Scotland, that we look at how we can do things differently from how we've been doing them before to arrive at a solution which is right for Scotland moving forward. And there is the potential for us to do better. It's time for a different way of looking at skills support and business support, making it more transparent, more accountable for the return on the collective investment that we make across Scotland. So how can this strategic board help businesses shift the dial in the respect of the subjects that I mentioned, technology, innovation and business skills and business support? Technology, well, for me, investment in technology is absolutely integral to any strategy. Investment in infrastructure to allow the most effective connectivity, a skills system that has technology learning and exchange at its heart, and business support systems that encourage businesses to use technology much more effectively. Most of our businesses in Scotland, as we know, are not high tech. They do not produce blue skies products as yet, but that doesn't mean to say that companies producing everyday services and products shouldn't employ technology in order to improve efficiencies. Scottish businesses tend to perform the worst on take-up and use of certain digital business tools. We score very highly on the website front. 87% of businesses use websites and email, but only 6% employ resources such as enterprise resource planning, compared to Sweden, who have about 42%, 19% who use customer relationship management, and only 8% who use supply chain management tools. So more businesses need to explore new technologies such as cloud, machine learning, AI. There is the potential there to transform back office functions and enhance performance. So a key part of any strategy for me has to be able to look at how we embed technology and indeed analytics across our businesses, and how we develop the skills of our people in those areas to ensure that we are prepared for jobs of the future. And as an aside, the potential of using analytics and data more efficiently is substantial. The way in which the leading companies use data and analytics, firms like Amazon, Dell, Procter & Gamble, Skyscanner, they build strategies through data-driven insights. They identify the true drivers of financial performance. They target their best customers, they accelerate product innovation, and they optimise their supply chains. And Scottish business needs to embed that type of approach in their planning. And there is also the issue of skills shortage in digital and technologies sectors. That's already a challenge. Skills shortage combined with the disruption that skills availability will bring about after Brexit means that business has to place more emphasis on digital skills development both inside and outside their organisation. The UK will need to fill 750,000 new digital jobs by 2020. They'll need to train almost 2.3 million people to meet the demand for digital skills. And in Scotland, we need 11,000 jobs at the start to cater for new jobs being created by fintech and other new technology sector, which will offer us greater opportunities to drive Scotland's economy forward. So upskilling in this area is something that the new strategic board will be looking at. And Scotland needs to grow its base of key industrial service sectors which can drive innovation and drive that growth. And in terms of innovation itself, the Enterprise and Skills Review set out plans to simplify the innovation landscape, ensuring that we have the right range ever-changing mix of accessible innovation advice and products which are tailored to the right customers and meeting the right needs. So it also set out plans to increase awareness of sources of innovation support and the benefits it can provide for business across Scotland, including access to academic expertise and facilities across Scotland, such as our universities, our research institutes, our innovation centres and our colleges, as Ian pointed out. Research and development has a well-documented positive impact on growth and productivity, but research and development is a high-risk activity for firms. It entails significant investment, as we know. It has uncertain outcomes and knowledge spillover, which goes to other firms and organisations. And since firms are not able to capture all the benefits for themselves, for their own investment, then they perform less research and development than I would say would be socially optimal. So government incentives for research and development to stimulate that drive, particularly amongst business, are justified and need to be explored. So we'll be looking at different types of innovation support for different business sectors across Scotland. We'll be looking at cross opportunities to access academic expertise and facilities across Scotland. One of the key problems, though, is that we do not have any data or real insight into Scotland's asset base. We also don't have any real insights into the priorities, the business priorities or investment priorities of business or universities across Scotland. And actually, that's something that we need to capitalise on and we need to look into in order to prioritise where we should invest in research and development in order to drive new opportunities forward. So how will we, one of the areas that the Strategic Board will be looking at will be how we can further embed innovative practices, how we can generate efficiencies and disrupt markets and even create new ones. That won't happen simply through investment alone. The other side of the coin is having people with the right skills to make that a reality. And that again, and again, there is huge potential for growth in that area. All the research that we've looked at shows that improving standards of management, even by a margin, a small margin, can lead to disproportionate and substantial gains in efficiencies. But too many Scottish companies don't invest and don't regard management training, retraining or upskilling as priority in their workforce. Our successful competitors in OECD countries are aggressively and affordably upskilling their workforces with a focus on the competencies that their employees need to advance themselves and to advance their companies. So the quality of management can be a key differentiator. Poor management, poor managerial practices and attitudes impact directly on productivity. So if we make the right type of upskilling and retraining, then there is evidence that we will be able to make significant improvements, particularly in productivity. And I would like to see, as a plea for Scottish businesses, for training budgets to be one of the core areas that are looked at. And a lot of what our delivery agencies are doing at the moment are areas which could be taken on by businesses themselves. So part of the business strategy has to be a call to arms to business to be able to engage much more fully in both the training dialogue, the research and innovation dialogue, and the technology dialogue. So thankfully, we are leaving the days behind when employers were passive consumers of our education and skills system. And part of the way forward will be to increase the partnership between educators, businesses and our agencies. And my aim will be to move towards where managing our agencies work together as a system for the user rather than a collection of parts or a selection of silos, so that the activities are combined into a consistent fit with each other that makes it easy for the user to navigate much more simply. And I think that the Strategic Board uniformly is well able and well placed to take on that very complex task. But actually, to make any strategy work, we do need to, I return to my point earlier about we need to understand what Scotland's asset base is, because it's only by analysing that that we can see where our competitive advantage lies, and I don't think that we've fully articulated that as well. And it, we have to be able to do that, to allow us to have some joined up thinking that will make the right decisions for Scotland and will take Scotland much further along the economic growth, inclusive growth path than it currently is. Thank you.